Good afternoon. My name is David Overton. I'm the executive director for St. Joseph Health Partners. I see a lot of heavy eyelids. So I learned a really great trick when I was in the Army. If you're feeling sleepy, stand up and you go to the back of the room and find yourself a nice little spot and knock out about 30 or 40 push-ups, and I promise you'll wake right up. I have the privilege of working with employer groups in our market to try to improve the wellness of their employees. There's this concept in population health management that's called the white space. In healthcare, we oftentimes think that healthcare takes place in that patient-provider relationship or in our hospitals or in our clinics. And reality is that most of us spend a very small fraction of our life in that setting. Healthcare takes place in our world where we live. The food that we choose to eat or not to eat, the activities that we choose to engage in or not to engage in, that's the white space where healthcare really takes place. Most of us spend at least a third, some of us more, of our life working. And so our workplace is part of the white space where we make those decisions about what type of activities we want to engage in, and ultimately over a long period of time that impacts our wellness and health and well-being or lack thereof. So I just want to share with you briefly a couple of projects that we've been working on at St. Joseph. This is a project that we did within my office. These are with my team and our employees, and this was a pretty low-cost initiative. If you create a little bit of competition within your workplace, you can come up with some pretty amazing results. We had 9 participants over a 12-week period. Collectively as a group, they lost 64 pounds, which was a 3.8% decrease in body weight and an 8.5% reduction in body fat. 6.7 million steps. I did an endurance event during this, and so 75,000 of those steps were mine in a 24-hour period. I'll tell you that story later. But this was just a competition that we put together within my own team over a 12-week period. We created competition. We added some incentives for the employees to participate, some positive incentives, and just in a 12-week period, we were able to dramatically improve the health of just my team. This is another program that we did with a local employer. It was a 6-month program. There was 19 participants. We started out with a health risk assessment, which is oftentimes many of you have those in your place of employment. You go in and you fill out about how much you drink or don't drink and how much you smoke or don't smoke, whether you use sunscreen, wear your seatbelt, all that good stuff. And it creates a profile of what your risk is as it relates to your health. And then you add another layer on that of biometric screenings, which is your cholesterol level, your LDLs, your HDLs, your triglycerides, your fasting blood sugar, which kind of gives an indication of what's called metabolic syndrome, which is that pathway towards a number of chronic diseases that can impact you negatively throughout your life. It was a 6-month program. We did a benchmark with the health risk assessment and the biometric screening. We had a 6-week structured learning environment where it was 1 hour for 1 day a week, and each of the 6 sessions focused on a wellness topic. And then after the 6 weeks, there was 4.5 months of health coach consulting that was done telephonically. My results slide got mixed up. Here's the results. The group, the 19 participants, lost 120 pounds. 12 participants had positive change in their biometrics. 14 participants reduced fasting blood sugar. 9 of those 14 dramatically reduced their fasting blood sugar. And 13 participants had positive change in blood pressure readings. This is a grassroots organization that St. Joseph has formed. Many of you know Tom Poole. He's our vice president of philanthropy. This is an organization that he put together over the last couple of years. There's 500 plus participants of all ability levels, and they organize themselves. There's softball teams, there's kickball teams, there's crazy people that like to run marathons. We've had Firearms Day, a number of different events, and it's really kind of grown into its own type of organization where the participants kind of drive it. If any of you are interested in implementing something similar like this in your workplace, let me know, and I'd be happy to get you in touch with Tom Poole. Like I said at the beginning, we spend a minimum of 1/3 of our adult life at work, and work is part of our white space. How can we encourage our employees to make healthy choices? And the answer to that is to make it easy for them. Prior to coming to St. Joseph, I'll close with this story. I worked for a large national insurance company, and I managed the employee benefits for Costco. Any Costco? I know we don't have a Costco in this market, but any Costco fans? I love Costco. How much is a 1 pound hot dog and a large soda at the Costco cafe? $1.50. It's been that price since 1984. I learned all these factoids when I managed the Costco account. But we have these employees for Costco, and Costco is constantly lamenting about their low back pain, musculoskeletal issues, obesity issues, diabetes issues. And so we did an assessment of their warehouses, and one of the findings that we had was that their employees get a 20 to 30 minute opportunity for a lunch break, and where do they go? They go to the cafeteria and they get the hot dog or the slice of pizza, which is about an 800 calorie slice of pizza. It's about two pieces, really, and then a large Diet Coke just to avoid the extra calories, right? And that's $1.50, and that's what they do because that's what they can afford. So our solution to employers like Costco is to make it easy for them. What's in your vending machines? What's offered in your cafeterias, in your places of employment? What choices are you making available and easy for your employees to engage in?